True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know who. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 929 The Game and 929TheGame.com into our 9 o'clock hour on this Friday night from our Midtown Atlanta studios. Glad you're with us for the Scoreboard Show. And Sam Crenshaw, Chris Parker, got Dom Taroski, other side of the glass. We're watching the scores as they come in. And we've got some updates coming up from our reporters momentarily. But we want to remind everybody that the scores you're listening to are brought to you by Frometco Scoreboards. A Frometco Scoreboard can help your school change the game.
It can.
Yep.
I'm not a spokesman, but also a client.
You also know, a client.
We also have a Frometco Scoreboard. Great
yep.
thing.
You can go to FrometcoScoreboards.com. I'm seeing another 8. It's third quarter, and I'm seeing another 8 on this board. Griffin, 8, Westover, nothing. What is it?
They go
what is it with these 8s
well,
tonight?
Now it's gone past the like fake extra point thing. It's not that. There's some of those, but I mean, people are just going for 2. I mean, you do – I mean, it seems really simple, but I guess a lot of people don't think of it like this. But as long as you get more than half of them, you know, over a period of time,
yeah.
it's worth it, right?
Okay.
I mean, because
okay.
if you go for 2 and you go for 1, you just need to get half of them
okay.
to make the 2s worth the 1s. I mean, I know these are the reasons that they have me on here, Dom, is for these kind of mathematical genius statements like that. But coaches have gotten braver about this, Sam. Think about when you first started calling. I mean, you covered football all 3 levels, right?
Yep.
So how it's changed from coaches not just being so conventional. You know, not just always going for the extra point or not always punting on 4th down.
On 4th down.
You know, man. I mean, things like that have changed drastically.
That has really changed.
One of the things you see change is, you know, it's worth going for trying to make the 8 because you're seeing all these 8s. That means not only did they go for it, but it worked. Because if they got 8, that means they converted.
It doesn't mean they don't trust the kicker.
Well, I mean, it might mean that. I mean, I don't know. I mean, maybe the Falcons ought to go for 2 every time.
Ooh.
It was my understanding that there would be no math.
I mean, I'm giving to Bijan on the 2-yard line.
There you go, right?
To get 2 points.
There we go.
Can we
do that?
Yeah, like, come on, man.
We'll do that. A couple more scores before we go to our reports. Marist is up big time. They're playing Northview tonight. 49-0, a third quarter score for Marist. Southwest DeKalb is big third quarter on North Springs. 49-0. That's the score in that game as well. We got Cambridge and Calhoun tied at 21 third quarter. We said that was going to be a game you really want to
watch.
Yeah,
I'm keeping an eye on that one. That's a good one.
And keep an eye on that one. Maynard Jackson is up over MLK 13-7. That's still the second quarter score. That game should be around halftime. But Maynard Jackson is undefeated so far this season. We'll keep an eye on them. Carver, Columbus, they always show up, don't they?
Yeah.
They're
nobody's going to beat them, Sam.
You don't think so?
No. You know, sometimes we've had people on the show because there's 8 state champions every year. And every year it feels like maybe there's one class where you're like, yeah, that team.
Yep.
Nobody's beating them.
Yep.
And most of the time we're right. Yeah. Carver, Columbus is that team. I mean, they're not even playing a close game.
Yep.
That's in 2A. They're the defending state champs. Coach went to be the principal.
Right, right.
Dr. Coffey.
Yep.
Great guy. Went to be a principal. And you know who the coach at Carver Clemens is? Who is it?
Jarvis Jones, former UGA,
star, former Carver Columbus star.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So
came back home.
Listen, I don't know. Jarvis isn't listening because he's coaching the ball game right now. But let me tell you something, Coach Jarvis Jones. It ain't always this easy. Like, he took over.
It was walked in, right?
And, I mean, it just whipping folks. Yeah. You know? It's not always that easy, Coach. So, enjoy it. It's not likely to be like you have a 20, 30-year career and you just make it that easy. I mean, most folks are struggling in them first jobs.
Yep. You know? You're right. And he's walked into one. Everything is set up real nicely for him. We got Northgate up 21-14. That's a third-quarter score.
Noonan. Northgate.
Woodward Academy is leading Shiloh in the third, but it's 10-7.
Close.
Over Shiloh.
Sneaky close.
And Shiloh hasn't had a win yet this year. South Pauling, 8. That's another 8. South Pauling, 8. Lithia Springs, 7. That is an early score in that one.
Tell you what I've been watching all night, Sam, is North Cobb and Walton. And I tell you why I love watching this game is North Cobb lost to Cass last week. Everybody's down on them, telling them how bad they are. They're the worst team in Georgia. That's what they hear. There's nobody saying that, but that's what they hear.
Right, that's what they're thinking.
And Walton – it's 2-2, but they really play some tight games. I mean, people respect. I think if I looked right, when we talked to Jeff Fisher, he had Walton entering his top 300 in the nation.
Right.
But tonight, North Cobb 27, Walton 7.
What do you think the difference is?
Well, every game is its own entity at these higher levels. Those algorithms are great. I mean, they really are accurate a lot. But those aren't robots. Those are human beings in those uniforms. And when a team is down, they're either going to get kicked down further than that, or they're going to respond.
Okay.
And typically the teams that are well coached are going to respond. We're going to see that from our Falcons. We're going to see that, you know, from Alabama after they lost Florida State. You know, what do you see a little bit about your team when they come back? And you know, if you know Shane Queen and you know some of those guys at North Cobb staff, I mean, the guys been together forever. That's a great coaching staff. They just used all that to rally all week. Everybody's down on us. And Walton, see, man, North Cobb got beat by Cass. We're going to win that one. You don't ever chalk them up.
No.
Every game is its own entity. And so next week, North Cobb may lose somebody. Walton may beat somebody really good. I mean, every week is a brand new week. And that's what I see in Georgia with the depth of these teams. Like, you don't go into any game in that 6A level
right,
thinking, oh, this team lost to that team and we beat them, so that means we're going to beat them. No.
Nah.
Every game's its own game. There's no if Team A beat Team B and Team B beat Team C, then Team A is going to beat Team – that don't
that
play
work,
all that
don't work
up.
Like that. It does not work that way.
And that's what happened here.
Yeah.
I mean, I can tell you. So, North Cobb and Walton play 10 times. They're probably going to both win 5 of them. But tonight, North Cobb's up big.
North Cobb's up in that game as we go. Let's check in with some of our reporters and see what they have for us, starting with Eric Slaughter.
It's the 92.9 The Game Halftime Report.
Getting you caught up on all the scores from all the games.
Here's Sam and Chris.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game's Friday Night High School Scoreboard Show. This is Eric Slaughter, and we have reached halftime here at Jackson County High School, and the home Panthers have really taken over this game and currently lead the Madison County Red Raiders by the score of 24-7. After giving up a touchdown on the first drive, the Panthers' defense has really shut down the Madison County rushing attack. They forced several three and outs and intercepted the only pass that Madison County has put up in the air tonight. Now, offensively, they've shown that they can run the ball pretty well themselves. Sophomore running backs Dalen Maxwell and Jason Lee have run all up and down the field and have accounted for all three touchdowns for the Panthers. Place kicker Christian Burrows is 3-for-3 on his PATs and even added a 28-yard field goal just before the intermission. Jackson County will get the ball to start the second half. If they can get another quick six, they may put this game out of reach. But once again, your halftime score is 24-7. As the weather starts to cool off here at Jackson County High School, the offense of the Panthers is red hot. For Sports Radio 99 The Game and the High School Scoreboard Show, I'm Eric Slaughter. Let's go back to the studio for Coach and Sam.
All right. Thanks a lot, Eric, for that update. They're doing things out in Jackson County. They're looking good.
Yeah, Jackson County looks good. They said that Madison put up one pass.
Wow.
One pass. That's your Paul Johnson offense.
That's it. You're going to keep it on the ground and keep that clock moving. That's what
they
do.
You know, they think when they pitch it. You know, I've seen that option?
Right.
They ride that thing in there and they pull it and they pitch.
Right.
That counts as a pass to them. That's their pass play.
Not a pass.
Not a pass if anybody didn't get that.
But very effective. Very effective on this evening. All right, let's check in with Garrett. He's up at Sequoia.
It's Garrett Chapman up at Sequoia High School for a battle of two Region 6 5A squads, and it is all Sequoia after the second quarter. It was tight at the end of one, but it's 35-13. 21 unanswered points here for the Chiefs, the home side up here in Canton, Georgia. And let me tell you one thing, guys. This Sequoia offensive line, I knew they have a reputation coming in. I remember I've been here for a few times now, and these guys are mean. These guys are tough. And they kind of embody what their head coach kind of pushes on them. And Will Rejecki, the running back here, the Memphis commit, he has three touchdown runs here in this game, one of which he got just by bowling over a pair, not just one, a pair of Sprayberry safeties. And he just kept his legs churning, and he just kept on going. Colby Martin, we mentioned, he matched up with Jack Ripley here. He also had a massive massive run of his own, the quarterback did, that set up another Will Rejecki touchdown run. But 21 unanswered points highlighted by an Asa Goings interception at the half and Jedediah Marshall. How about this interception return for a touchdown? 80 yards! And it's all Sequoia here at the end of your first half. 35-13 is your score. Pair of interceptions there for Sprayberry at the end of the half. We'll see how they respond here. It'll be very interesting to watch, but guys, it looks like it is all Sequoia as of right now. My name is Garrett Chapman here in the denim capital of the world, beautiful Canton, Georgia, for the High School Scoreboard Show. Sam and Chris, back to you.
All right. Thanks so much, Garrett. He's up there in Sequoia. He's doing things, doing it big.
Yeah, we're going to talk to Garrett, though, about these locations, okay? Cherokee High School is in Canton.
Yeah.
Sequoia is in Hickory Flat.
Oh,
now, I don't even know if that's a real place, Sam. So maybe he's right by postal addresses.
Okay,
I'm just telling you, folks that live up there know that's Hickory Flat.
Hickory Flat.
Yeah,
you have to remember that. We had to correct him on that.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, we got to find something to correct him on because the guy's killing it.
He's doing a great job.
Yeah, he is. And he does about 19 jobs.
He really does.
He's doing great.
He's all over the place.
No, that was a great. I mean, Sequoia is just really good, and they do embody Coach Teeter, tough, the physical. Mm-hmm. You know, they're gonna play all four quarters and come at you. Sprayberry will come back. They'll make. It's gonna be a little bit tighter than that. But yeah, this Sequoia team is really good.
All right. We got time for Day Day. Let's check in and see what Day Day Lewis has for us down from the South Side.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. Hey guys, Damian Dede Lewis live here at Stockbridge, where we have reached the half and it is all Tigers in this one. Stockbridge on top of McDonough, 30-0 at the break. Joshua Scott, quarterback for the Tigers, tacking on another two touchdowns through the air, connecting with Kitchens for a second time in this one. And boy, what a night they are having offensively here at Stockbridge. Obviously, we know Coach Earthwind Moreland is going to make some adjustments. We'll see if it'll be enough, though, to get them back in this one when the second half resumes. So we'll keep you updated from Stockbridge High School here in Stockbridge, Georgia, for the High School Scoreboard Show with Sam Crenshaw and Coach Chris Parker. I'm Damian Dede Lewis. Back to you guys.
All right. Down in Henry County, watching that one, and Stockbridge is having things pretty much their way down there tonight.
Yeah. Stockbridge got a good team. You know, that region is really interesting, Sam. You've got a lot of teams in that region that all have one loss. Nobody's undefeated. You know, Stockbridge, Jones County, Ola, you know, all those teams, McDonough.
Yeah.
Everybody's either 2-1 or 1-2.
Okay.
In the region.
Okay.
And they all play each other. So, I mean, that could really go a bunch of ways. The tiebreakers will matter.
The tiebreakers, that's the thing. And see, you said the word. You're already thinking tiebreakers.
Yeah, because these are region games. So, if for some reason McDonough and Stockbridge end up in the same record at the end of the year,
right,
then whoever wins tonight is the winner. You know, they're the ones that go. So, if you know, you need to be fourth place in the region, or if you need to host a playoff game, or if you're the region champ, if everybody beats everybody, you're not going to have that clean first place, second place, third place, fourth place finish.
Yeah.
There's going to be a bunch of ties.
And we mentioned tiebreakers are not the same in every region, right?
Each region can set their own tiebreaker.
Right.
The state has a standard tiebreaker if you don't have anything.
Right.
It's in the white book. You know, the old white. They don't have it. It's online.
It's online.
But it there's a white book, there's a book of rules that you have to go by, or the region can set their own tiebreaker. So usually regions set their own tiebreaker.
But we ain't doing the virtual coin flip for this.
Nah.
No, the virtual when we get down to the season, that virtual coin flip.
Yeah, get out of here with that.
And no more of the coaches meeting over at the Waffle House and having
They've actually taken a lot of that away, you know, because in single A to 3A now, the power rankings actually have made that where it's not as relevant.
Yeah.
You know, the power rankings are going to put you in the playoffs anyway.
Right.
And you just don't see as much of it as you used to. And, you know, now, too, you know, there used to be, Sam, where you'd be 12, 13, 14 teams in a region. Top four made the playoffs. You'd be like 7-3, 8-2. And
you're out.
You got to flip a coin to see if you're going to make the playoffs. I mean, that Waffle House coin flip meant something.
Yeah.
Yeah, now it's not really like that. So,
do you eat the meal before you flip the coin, or do you wait till afterwards? You might not want to.
It just depends, Sam. Sometimes you got to eat that meal because, you know, we're going to delay this thing and see. And sometimes you don't want to eat because, you know, it might be coming back up. You know what I'm saying? That coin goes the
Those coin flips. Those coin flips are crucial. They're crucial.
I met at the McDonald's one time and
Did
had
you?
A coin flip. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't remember eating anything. And I like me. Don't get my size not eating at McDonald's. But I don't remember eating anything. I was ready to get that thing over with.
yes, the legends of late nights and having to decide things in Georgia high school football. All right, folks, stay with us when we come back. We'll have more updates for you, check more scores. And our school days guest you will hear from at 9:40. Yes, Homer Jordan, talk about his time at Cedar Shoals. And kind of like with his school, Clemson is in town playing Georgia Tech tomorrow because he got Clemson to a state championship. That's coming up later. But more scores when you return with us. On this Friday night, it's the Scoreboard Show, High School Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com. It is the High School Scoreboard Show on this Friday night. So glad you are with us as we've had, first of all, good weather tonight. We've had no weather delays that I know of anywhere in our area or anywhere in the state.
Beautiful.
No, nobody's being sent back to the lockers. For 30 minutes. No fans have been told to come out of the stands and go and sit in their cars. We've had none of that this evening. We have just had high school football going on around the area.
Yeah, it's been great, Sam. It's been a beautiful night. It's really getting into mid-season form. It's hard to believe we're getting into mid-season form.
Can we say that?
Well, I mean,
it's going to be 90 degrees Sunday.
Most teams, most teams are playing their fourth game tonight, with some playing their fifth
game
tonight. So, I mean, I'd say that's mid-season form.
Yeah,
you know, mid-season is probably your fourth, fifth, sixth, seventh game, right?
And by now you've figured out what your team is made of. You know by now.
Mm-hmm.
And by now you probably had some underclassmen that maybe you wondered what they would do, have had to step in and – you know, especially if you're one of those teams that's looking toward playing and going into the playoffs, how important is that for those type players to emerge about 3-4 weeks into the season?
Well, it's critical to the long-term success. You know, you start the season And it really, you do have to lean pretty heavy usually on guys who had played.
Right.
Okay. Or they're older. Maybe they're seniors that haven't played much, but they played a lot of football, just not varsity ball. Or you got returning starters. And those are the guys you're seeing early in the season. And as the season goes on, it's really about how can you develop into a great team.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a mistake a lot of people don't understand, is you don't go to the first game, including the Falcons, including your favorite college team. You don't look at the first game and say, that's who we are. Is what are we going to be over the course of the season? And in high school ball, you can make the biggest growth of any of the levels. There's a, you know, so what you see in that first game, you want to come out of gate ready to play well, looking sharp off your 7-on-7s and your summertime and your preseason scrimmage, and you got these guys back that are showing off their talents. But you get into that third, fourth, fifth week, and now we got to start seeing some more people. Some of the guys we've been hiding, you know what I mean by hiding, like there's guys that we didn't call a lot of pass plays to that receiver early in the season. We put him on the other side of the field, away from somebody else, and just, you know, we got to gradually start seeing him catching a ball here and there. And,
right.
And you start calling things for him, and next thing you know, there's this 10th grader out at Parkview or somewhere that everybody heard about, and now Parkview got a little better team than they had in that first game of the year.
Right.
When that
right.
guy was just a guy they were hiding, and now right. he's a player. So, yeah, that happens. That's a thing. And I think a thing that parents don't always understand, or fans of a high school team don't understand, is how much a team can change from that game one,
mm-hmm.
especially to game 10.
Oh, yeah.
But, I mean, really, even that game 4, 5, 6, you start having a little confidence. Okay? One of the times we had a great team at Pickens. Pickens playing White County tonight. Well, we played White County. They had a really good team. They were really good that year. But we beat them by a touchdown.
Okay.
We end up matching up with them again in the playoffs just because of how it shook out. We beat them 42-0.
Same team. Wow.
We were undefeated. They had lost some games. They played a tough schedule.
Okay.
Our kids thought they were pretty good. You know, when they played them early in the year, both teams were pretty good. Both teams thought they were undefeated. You know, we won by 7. We end up winning, keep winning. That team develops into a really confident team that more people have emerged. We played some of the young guys.
Right.
You play them again. Now, the opposite's happened to me, too. I'm not bragging there, because I've done the opposite, where we've played somebody really well early in the season, lost to them
okay.
the second time. I mean, that happens, too. But what I'm telling you is a team gets very different over the course of a season, and so you'll see some young guys emerge. I mentioned Parkview because I'm like, Parkview is beating Burtmar right now 47-14 going to the fourth quarter.
Okay.
You know, North Paulding's beating Cherokee 38-29 late in the third quarter. You know, North Paulding's probably seeing some guys make a play tonight they've never seen before.
Okay.
You're like, whoa, what was that? That's a guy we can count on later. We didn't know about him. You know, you're going to see young guys emerge this time of year that'll be able to help you in that game 7, game 8, game 9, where your team's a lot different than they were those in the Corky Kale.
You understand.
Yep.
And so that's what we're probably getting to see, some of these players who've had a chance to play. Four games in, have a chance to show some things and will make a difference for their teams as we continue down the stretch of the season. I'm seeing a change, and this hasn't been an updated score, too. Maybe it's gotten a halftime. MLK taking a lead away from Maynard Jackson, 14-3. Still time to go on that one. We can keep an eye and see. That is now a halftime score as we keep an eye on that game. North O'County's up 21-0 on Jefferson going to the half. The halftime scores, let's see. Well, that's a final there. New Manchester's up 27-0 on Kennesaw Mountain. Kip is a final. Kip has beaten Washington 32-6. So Kip Atlanta with the win.
Let's talk a little bit about Kip.
Okay.
Okay. So Kip Atlanta, people may not even really know. It's kind of one of those unique schools,
mm-hmm.
a charter school of some kind. Kip Atlanta Collegiate Warriors.
It's over on the west
the
side.
Official name.
Yep.
So they've been open since 2013.
Mm-hmm.
They did have one season where they won 7 games. Every other season's won 1, 2, or 3 games. So they've been, let me say that again. This is their 13th year playing football. In 12 of those 13 years, they won 1, 2, or 3 games. That's not good.
No.
For anybody paying attention.
Not at all.
Well, Corey Jarvis became the coach this year. Corey's a good football coach. We've mm-hmm. known him a long time. With the win tonight over Washington. Is that over or they're winning?
It's over.
So this is official. Breaking news. Kip is now 4-1 on the season. They already got the second best team the school ever had.
Already?
Yeah, we ain't even out of we're in mid-September.
And that's the best. The four wins.
Wins, yeah. I mean, 12 of the 13 teams they've ever had won either one game, 1-9, 2-8, or 3-7.
Wow.
They're currently 4-1. Congratulations to Kip.
Yeah.
Congratulations, Coach Jarvis, staff, the players. That's exciting. I mean, I love when we highlight those kind of teams. I mean, I don't know what Kip's got. They got Lovett. They got Carver coming up. They got Hapeville Charter, Holy Innocence. I don't know if they'll be able to win any of those games.
Yeah, that region.
But it ain't going to change that they've already gotten the four wins, which no kid on that team has ever experienced in high school. So, you know, good for Coach Jarvis. Good on him and the school for giving those resources they need to have those kind of seasons. It's always a neat thing to see teams – kind of emerge like that, really, really struggle.
Always great stuff. That's a great stuff. Always, we know the schools and the usual cast of characters. We're looking at Buford up here now. We know what the deal is with them.
They've not gone one or two or three wins.
Right, you know, but when you get a team that's a program that is struggling, and you see them do something that hasn't happened in a long time or hasn't happened ever. That's one of the great things we love to report here on the Scoreboard Show. So we watch more scores come in, see if we got any more come in here with Stevens County, Oconee County. Stevens County was leading earlier in that game. They're through three quarters now, and now Oconee County is up 28-24 on Stevens County.
Oconee with the comeback.
That's what we got so far in this one. Got North Hall way up. Chesity scored the first 3 points, and it's been all North Hall since. They're up 45-0, 45-3 at the end of the third quarter. Third quarter score, Colquitt County 36, Lee County 12, as they play that one down in Leesburg.
I got a fourth quarter score in Gwinnett. Norcross scored again and got the 2 point, because remember it was 21-20. Duluth was leading. Now it's 28-21. Norcross is leading. So Norcross got the 8 points to make it 28-21. Norcross with the lead.
The eights are still running.
The eights are rolling tonight.
The eights have been rolling all night long. These eights have been showing up this week. And maybe they show up other weeks. We just haven't talked about them. But tonight just seems like they're all over the
score. Yeah, they did seem to stand out. A couple of blowouts here. Peachtree Ridge winners tonight. Final, 55-0 over Meadow Creek. And a final from South Georgia, Thomas County Central, 49-0 Bainbridge. Thomas County Central.
Really,
yeah, really good.
Really good, really good. They always put together a strong team down that way. Look and see what second quarter, maybe still be second quarter. This Valdosta South Gwinnett score, 20-3. Valdosta is leading on that one. Would that be later than that?
I don't know. I don't.
Maybe an 8 o'clock start. Maybe
yeah, 8 o'clock start in South Georgia probably. So a big game to keep an eye on. I mean, program changing win here tonight if they can finish it. Northgate 28, Noonan 14. So Northgate was 21-14 last time you said it. It's 28-14 now in the fourth quarter. And, I mean, we love both the coaches there.
Yep.
Chip Walker, great guy, Noonan, and Kevin Whitley at Northgate. But Northgate's probably not been on Noonan's level traditionally.
Right.
And
Or East Coweta.
Those are all in the same county for anybody that doesn't know that. East Coweta, Noonan, and Northgate all in Coweta County. And Noonan has been the more dominant team. Northgate – finishing that off after a really struggle last year for Coach Whitney's first year, that man, that would be a program defining win.
It would be
tonight for them
for the Vikings
at Northgate.
We'll see what they do. Look at this fourth quarter score. Out on 78, Shiloh 14, Woodward Academy 10.
Yep,
it's a fourth quarter score.
Fourth quarter. That's one to keep an eye on. Shiloh coming in 0-3.
Let's keep a watch out on that.
I got
one.
Okay. I'm glad I didn't do my pick of the week on this one, because this was second place.
Here we go.
But I was going to say Decatur over Shamley was a gimme. Yeah. I would have been wrong. But it wasn't my pick, so it doesn't count.
Well, you came close.
But I came close. Shamley winners tonight. Final, Shamley 36, Decatur 10. Not even close.
Somebody's O had to go. Somebody's
that's surprising
O had
to
go.
Me, though. Really, Decatur losing that one 36-10. Decatur drops to 0-4.
Yep.
Shamley moves up to 1-3. So congratulations, Shamley, getting their first win of the year.
Coach White getting the coach over there, getting the win, and good to see that for him. I saw another one at the Gone Final. Arabia Mountain is a winner over Lakeside, 28-21. That is a final. So some games have gone final in DeKalb County tonight as well. Folks, we're keeping an eye on them. We'll be keeping an eye on more scores, and we'll rejoin you at the top of the hour with more reports from our reporters who are out around the metro Atlanta area. But if you missed it earlier, we're going to have Homer Jordan. Here's our school day's guest, going to reflect on his times at Cedar Shoals before he moved on to Clemson. Football on Friday nights in Athens, Georgia. We're going to talk about that and more. And he's a high school football Hall of Famer here in the state of Georgia. That's coming up. You stay with us for the Scoreboard Show on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game and 92.9thegame.com.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly you know what why people it's not, outside of Cleveland you know, think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him. And they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right. And the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Chris, we have a Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer who's joining us now.
A high school football Hall of Famer.
Georgia High School Football Hall of Famer, a national champion.
A national champion.
Yeah.
From Georgia.
From Georgia.
Playing high school football.
In Athens.
In Athens.
But somehow.
But not Clark Central.
But not Clark Central.
Okay.
Cedar Shoals. Jaguars. They were happening.
Best team in school history when that man was there.
And man,
what we got?
Man who's making it happen. One and only Homer Jordan is joining right now. Homer, welcome to the Scoreboard Show with Sam and Chris on this Friday night. Welcome to the show.
Thank you so much.
Well, great to have you in. Great to talk about what you did and just reflect on the times there at Cedar Shoals. Tell us what your version was like for Friday nights in Athens. What was it like when you guys would come out to play?
Man, that sure was a long time ago. Friday night was the best night of the week back in those days.
Homer, is there?
Cave man, Dave, you
know. Oh, yeah. but you know what though? It's still special. You know the thing, but what was it like? You know, for you at your time,
this is
like
1978, right? Homer senior year,
the whole town showed up.
The whole town showed up. It was great. Love football, old school football. Where you can hit the quarterback back in those days. But it was great. You know, you couldn't wait for Friday night pep rallies during the day. It was great playing high school football back then.
Homer, this 1978 Cedar Shoals team we're seeing is still to this day the best team in school history, okay? What is there any moment in that season that still resonates with you, remember a game, a play, a moment that just really stands out to you?
You know, take a minute to go back 50 years.
Yeah, but y'all beat everybody but
they
one
beat everybody.
Team.
I can't even remember how you played football back then. I think it was the.
Well, you beat the guys from Cross. You beat the guys from Crosstown. I know that's got to be spirit. You beat Coach Henderson.
That was a big deal. That's you know, Crosstown rival. That was a major deal. But we also was competed against Lakeside.
Yeah.
Up in Atlanta, so we beat them that year too. I think. So it was a great year, undefeated season, 12-0, and so
that was remarkable.
I had two 12-0 seasons, actually three, I think. Yeah, it was great.
Yeah, I'm in college too.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, I had one in Pee Wee League and in college too at Clemson. So.
Well, we're spending time on the WayForIt.com hotline talking to our school days guest, Homer Jordan. We're talking before he went to Clemson. We know things happened at Clemson. What about you just guys on your team in your neighborhood? How long had you guys played together? Had you started out, you know, you were undefeated, you know, playing peewees. Were these some of the most of the same guys on the team with you?
Most of the same guys coming up, you know, guys in the neighborhood. We all played together in Little League and baseball, basketball. We just did almost everything together. Great friendship, great relationship, and go all the way to high school, played together 4 years together in high school. And then I had to leave them because I went to Clemson. They're Georgia fans, so, right? I hated them for 4 years. Yeah.
So, Homer, for
– I played against – I played with Jimmy Payne in high school. I played against him when he went to Georgia. So.
Yeah, they had some good players on those teams, Sam. And as 1978, it was a long time ago, and recruiting was very different, right? So, Homer, why Clemson? What attracts you to Clemson? What makes it a place you want to leave Athens and go to somewhere away from the University of Georgia?
The big deal for me when I went there, of course, all the people when they were recruiting you, they're real nice to you. So it was it was nice.
That hadn't changed. That's one thing that hadn't changed.
That's still the same.
That's still the same. They suck you in now, but it felt real and it felt at home. I became good friends with Coach Ford, his wife. He liked my mom, and at the time was my girlfriend. So it was just a whole deal that it just felt good to me. Mm-hmm. And it was like home. So I went there, and it hadn't changed to this day. So it's still the same to this day.
Yeah, fantastic. What would you say?
I went to training camp. It was a little different.
It was a little different. I can think it'd be a little hot up there with Coach Ford. things were a little different for you up there. We talk a lot now about recruiting. What do you, the kids nowadays, you know, so much more is so much visibility. You got high school games on TV. You got, you know, people knowing so much more about them. But what are they missing, you think, today, as you watch the kids? Or do you envy those kids and the things that you didn't get to do that they're getting to do in high school? What do you think?
Few things. I sure would like to go. I wish we did have back in those days. But, just like life, you know, things move on. So things get better. Some of them get worse. And just deal with what is. It's different, but I'm not into it a whole lot. My kids are, but I'm not. But, things just move on.
Right. Well, how would you advise – what kind of advice you pass around to someone who's going through the recruiting process now? Just things to think about and what's most important, because you got these guys who have these offers from all over the place. They want to make a decision. People are telling them different things. Family members telling them different things. But what do you think – the most important thing, you know, for a young person who's looking to do what you did and go on to the next level?
I made the decision on what was the best decision, you know, for me and my family. It was close to home for me. And my mom can come see the game. My sisters and all come see the game. The school was just right for me. Wasn't that far away. And I had a chance to play early because I was – Steve Fuller was a senior, so the quarterback position was open. But it was just a good fit for me. And like I said, money was moving around, but it didn't make a decision for me back in those days. It was a secret, you know. But it was top secret back then.
Yeah.
But like I said, it was just a good decision for me. Had other offers, maybe better schools or something like that, but I don't know. It just felt good to me. That's all it was. And, don't do things to money or other people may think you should go just because you got to do the 4 years, so three or whatever it is.
Well, and that's actually the same. I mean, there's a lot of things that are different now, but what Homer's saying is things are the same, or you're looking for a good fit, you're looking for relationships with those people in the building, and you're looking for a chance to play. Yeah. You mentioned Steve Fuller was playing, but he was graduating. He knew he'd get a chance to play. I mean, that actually – those are things that people still should be looking for. So that's actually really good advice, Homer.
Yes.
Fantastic, fantastic. We're not going to let him talk about his folks that are going to be in town tomorrow. You know,
Clemson and Georgia Tech.
Playing at Georgia Tech.
Yeah, tomorrow up here, you know. What do you think, Homer? What you got? You couldn't even get a ticket.
You can't get a ticket. You won a national championship, man. You can't get a ticket. You always get a ticket.
I could have got one, but it, you know, I didn't. I don't go to too many out of town games. I got other things to do.
Listen, there's only three quarterbacks who have won the national championship for Clemson, right?
Yeah.
What do they all have in common? They're from Georgia.
All from Georgia.
All from
Trevor
Georgia.
Trevor Lawrence, Deshaun Watson, and our man Homer.
That's something.
That's some company right there.
That's amazing, man. When you think about that, isn't it?
Has anybody else done that? Or that we don't screw that.
I think that's it. Yeah. So, you know, they're getting our guys from Georgia. Now Clemson's coming to Georgia tomorrow. That's what they do. They're here. My man Dabo, an Alabama guy, was there when I was there.
Yep.
You know, doing a great job at Clemson. He really is. But Tech's on the rise. It should be a great game tomorrow.
Should be a good ball game. I don't know. We check
and see. That's the other deal that Clemson won the national championship with an Alabama coach.
Yeah, I like that. Except when they beat Alabama, Homer, I wasn't loving that. But but I did. I was excited for Coach Sweeney. He's a good coach. Good man.
Yeah. Coach Sweeney and Coach Ford, they played at Alabama.
That's right. That's true. That's both of them.
Had that Alabama influence on them. Well, we appreciate we appreciate you joining us tonight, and congratulate you on your great career. Also being recognized in the Georgia High School Football Hall of Fame for tremendous things you did at Cedar Shoals. And thanks for joining us to talk about your school day some tonight. We enjoyed it, man.
Hey, thank you all so much.
Thanks, Homer.
All right. It's Homer Jordan talking about days over in Athens. And so it was a big deal to beat Clark Central back then. You had Coach
Well, we've had a lot of Clark Central. We've had Clark Central people.
Yeah.
We had not had Cedar Shoals.
I know it.
So that,
that was big
time. Big time. Cedar Shoals lost one game that year. I mean, I'm sorry, Clark Central lost one game that year as a Cedar Shoals. Cedar Shoals went undefeated in regular season. That's some ball right there.
It is. Great to talk about the Jaguars. We'll check in and see how they're doing tonight. All right.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.